The Asgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. It's a study the FAA decided to keep secret for 3 years, probably because it would have scared the out of too many people. More after this from Charlie. 3 years ago, NASA equipped more than 3,200 air traffic controllers with special wrist devices to detect, and I'll say this slowly, how often they fall asleep on the job. Answer, too often. 61% of them admitted to catching themselves about to doze off. Almost 20% said they'd had a close call while directing air traffic within the previous 12 months. In 2011, a controller working the late shift at Washington's Reagan National Airport, known as DCA, just fell asleep, forcing two airliners to essentially land themselves.
So you're aware that one aircraft going to DCA, the tower is apparently unmanned.
Former NTSB chairman and CBS News aviation analyst Mark Rosenker says it's time the FAA owned up and tells us how many of the 17 recommendations in that report they intend to follow.
I'm curious to know why the FAA, after getting a good study by NASA, and why they have not told us how many of these 17 recommendations they implemented.
Important question, especially when you look at the results of the sleep survey. The researchers found that the controllers in the study averaged 5.8 hours of sleep per day over the course of a work week. But those who pulled the early morning shifts averaged only 5.4 hours before reporting to work, and those who pulled the midnight shifts averaged only 3.1 hours before reporting to work. The FAA says it's made some changes, but I can see why they might not want to release those results. Everyone would demand to fly in the afternoon. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.